The first incident occurs with Lindsay and Carl. The second weekend now, they're going to a club or wherever they're going. And in the car on the way there to the club, it's Carl, Kyle, Jesse, new guy, and Lindsay gets in that car. So she was apparently worried about not going in the girl's car. She was worried about the repercussions that would come with it. And Carl was assuring her in a way that she felt was flippant. He was just like, no, honestly, it's not going to be a thing. And she flips and starts asking, what are you on? Now, it wasn't just in the car she was doing that, because Amanda actually took notes. And I've always wondered that, because they do these interviews and they ask them about nights where they're all drinking. And I'm like, how do these people remember this? Like, there's no way this wasn't a blackout. And so Amanda's like, I took notes because I drink and forget. But she wrote, Amanda's notes were, he's on something. This is crazy. It's like he's on something. Now, being on something, if she knows, because according to Lindsay's argument, which will be later, obviously, she, quote, knows that he smokes weed. So she would not be saying, what are you on? Are you on something? She'd be saying, like, are you stoned? Are you high? Did you get fucked up or something like that? Not, what are you on? That's very accusatory, right? So then she gets back to the house. She demands Gabby go back to the house with her. And she's like, he's acting very reminiscent of Carl on cocaine. When those words came out of her mouth, we were all Gabby. Like, what? Did you just say that? Did you just say he's acting like he's on cocaine on camera? Here's a prime fucking example. Prime example of why I don't believe Lindsay's version of things at all. She reads this text message the night of. She's still with Gabby. Carl has not come home yet. And Carl texts her finally. And then she's like, oh, Carl's finally texting. Let's see what he fucking has to say. This is what he texts. Happy to have the same conversation we had tonight, tomorrow morning. Perhaps a good night's sleep will allow us to listen to each other and have a convo about what your experience was and what mine was. The way she reads it, though, is, happy to have the same conversation we had tonight, tomorrow morning. Perhaps a good night's sleep will allow us to listen to each other and have a convo about what your experience was and what mine was. Then she fucking writes, let me know when you're sober. Then he writes, I'm sober right now, Lindsay. You're not, period. Now, sure. Before, no, you were awful to me. You were so mean to me. Okay, so now, that's maybe fine. That's drunk Lindsay, let's say. The next morning, we're going to watch it together. Okay?
With some water.
So note that she's coming in. He's already the bad guy. She starts gaslighting him. She gaslights him. He's staying pretty calm, right? He's staying pretty calm.
Well, you decided that.
So he seems like he's open. She punishes by flipping around, because these are all tactics that work. You see, when you fight with someone who does this, when they're like, I'm not talking to you anymore, it can activate you. It can make you like freak out a little bit and make you be like, no, I want to talk. So that's what he's doing now. He's like, I want to talk. And she's like, forget it. Punishing.
Let me know when you're not angry.
That part, you guys, that part. Let me know. She pokes and pokes and pokes and says, you'll never understand my experience. Okay, well, what is he supposed to apologize for? There's also two witnesses, Kyle and Jesse, who saw it and were like, that was literally out of nowhere. That was just like out of left field. So you're not justified in this. Then you gaslight him. Let me know when you're not angry. He's barely raising his voice. He has a feeling and a thought on you, but that's okay. Nope. So that's how that conversation went. So we can see it right in our face what the conversation was. She walked in still accusing him because she even does like the, what does this text mean? What is, I'm sober right now. Like, oh, now you're nitpicking. Now you're looking like you think he's secretly doing blow. You think Carl is secretly doing blow. Now, that also is a conversation, if you really do think that, that you should be having privately, maybe since you guys were so private about showing the fights and stuff last year, which kind of this, all this fighting proves that like, wow, you guys really were fighting a lot. Because if this is what it's really like, and now you're just showing it to us as we're last season, they were like hiding it. Well, that is very bad. Okay. It's not good. So Carl might get cold. He might shut down. That absolutely could be what's happening, that he might be, he is too much of a pussy because he should have never proposed. He should have shut it down. But I think he thought that was the right thing to do. And I'm not justifying it. I think he should have been like, this isn't a good relationship. Because now she just treats you like shit right now, Carl. And he wasn't being mad. He was rightfully angry. Like, she didn't just kind of accuse him of doing drugs when she was drunk. She then doubled down the next morning when she was allegedly sober. So then she goes and explains. She tells Danielle about that conversation we just watched.
Then you're telling me I'm not listening to you?
That's not what fucking happened. That's not what happened. And so if you're the friends like Danielle, and Danielle went on Watch What Happens Live and did say like, yeah, that was a little shocking, because Danielle heard a version of it that was just not true. Then she watches it and she's like, no, Lindsay, that's not what happened. He wasn't cutting you off. You flipped over and we're like, let's just leave. We're going to just leave. And then told him, don't be so angry. You were being all the toxic. That was you, girl. Okay. So last week, I wondered if Carl told Lindsay the real reason why he wasn't coming up till Saturday, or if he lied to her as well. And it turns out he did lie to her as well, it seems, I guess, because at least she's claiming, even in the after show, which there's an after show, if you didn't know, she's claiming even in the after show that it was never discussed. He just avoided the conflict. And you see, that is a contributing factor to the toxicity. I get him being afraid to set her off. I absolutely do. But this is your partner that you've chosen, you've proposed to. So if you can't talk to her, it's one thing if everyone has this opinion of Lindsay, like it's scary to talk to her, but her man should be the one person who's not afraid of her, and the one person who can check her, or the one person that can check him, whoever the guy may be. That it can't be Carl going like, I mean, you see how she gets. I mean, he's not literally doing that, but there's an element of him that is kind of doing that. Like, you see how she gets, right? Like, it's not me. So, I mean, I'm just going to avoid it. And that's bizarre because this is, it's like trying to ignore a nuclear bomb. She's Lindsay fucking Hubbard. So if you're going to propose to her, then you would think you've got a way of speaking to her and communicating with her that's special to you guys, and that's what makes you guys work, kind of a thing. So as much as I understand fully him not wanting to upset her, you're still going to marry her, though? So you're going to tell her you don't want to come up on until Saturday for the real, you're not going to tell her the real reason for that. So just so you can have a nice, cute summer, but then you're going to get married? So when are you guys going to have, this is exactly what Danielle said. And I know some of us are hesitant to say Danielle was right, but she was right about that for sure. You guys are not having the tough conversations. And Carl really does toxically avoid having tough conversations. He does that like more life kind of vibe where he's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. Like he definitely avoids, but then he goes and he talks to other people about it. Why would he tell West, Sierra, and Jesse the real reason why he wasn't coming up till Saturday, but not tell Lindsay? Like, it's one thing if they know and Lindsay knows, but it's another thing if she doesn't know. So she doesn't know at all. She doesn't know. That's crazy. And that's toxic and that's childish. So they go to a bar and somehow Kyle and Lindsay have Santa hats on. And I was like, wait, summer? What? Anyway, Kyle pulls Lindsay aside for a chat. Kyle says, Carl is, quote, so committed to seeing this thing through. He's pushing through some of the red flags, the hardships, the getting married. He just wants it so bad. And Lindsay goes, he wants the marriage more than the actual relationship, because that's what you're telling me right now. And I got scared for Kyle. I was like, ooh, buddy, you thought you could sneak in red flags and have her not pick up on that, buddy? Lindsay goes, Carl doesn't like when I'm anything but happy and fun. She basically says that he wants a Stepford wife. But if I have something else in me that's not so Stepford wife, he cannot handle it. And then it gets, so you're like, oh, okay, that seemed kind of interesting, because I sort of could see that with Carl, because Carl doesn't, you know, Carl's not great with emotions or feelings or whatever. But then she goes into this part. He's constantly like, how many drinks have you had? Are you drunk? And I'm thinking, like, we're going to break down everything she says here. I'm thinking, if my sober boyfriend is constantly asking me this question, I need to examine if he's comfortable with being with someone who drinks. But then that's not where Lindsay's now. But here's the other thing, though. Carl should be having a serious conversation in like couples therapy about her drinking. He needs to be honest with himself about that reality, which is, I don't think he should be with someone who likes to drink or drink a lot. Like, not somebody who's sober because they need to be sober necessarily, but maybe just someone who's like, I drink a little bit here and there, but nothing crazy. Because Lindsay likes to drink, and when she drinks, she gets extremely irrational, but she doesn't ever want to admit that. So the fact that she was willing to get sober with him for a few months to get him to his 1-year mark, but her plan was clearly never to stay sober. And maybe they did have a conversation where Carl was like, no, I'm cool with that. That's fine. You don't need to not drink. And I think a lot of sober people feel that way. I think a lot of, when I was actually in AA, when I was AA sober, I wanted people to drink. I would say, no, drink, everybody drink. I guess now I kind of do too. Like, for my birthday, I wanted my friends to get a little drunk and fun so that I could feed off their energy, because otherwise I would have gone home at like 9 p.m., more like 8:30. So I guess I kind of do that too. But I think for Carl, it's going to be uncomfortable for him to admit that. But that is, I think, something that's important to him. And I really think he thought that when Lindsay did stop drinking and she said, I feel better, I look better, I examined my relationship with alcohol, I think he thought like, oh, okay, I think we're going to make it then. I think we'll be cool. I don't need to have this like deep conversation about it, because I know that I have an issue with drinking and coke. And I know that I don't want to put my shit on her, so I don't want to have to ask her not to drink. So maybe this will be cool. Maybe she just doesn't really want to drink now anymore after going a few months. So I don't think he has had the conversation, the tough conversation, now that Lindsay's drinking, which is, now that you're drinking, I have a hard time with it. And I know you don't want to stop drinking. So what do we do with it? And if she says something like, well, if I don't have a problem, you have a problem, it's like, well, I think when you drink, it is a problem for me. There's always a fight that comes with it. I am on edge the whole time, because that's the big part of it, is he's asking, are you drunk? How much have you had to drink? Because I did that with my ex. Because you're asking that, it's like a warning to both of you in a way. How much have you had to drink? Are you drunk? Please, between the lines here, stop drinking, maybe, or I'm noticing you're drinking and you know I don't like that, or something. I don't know. There's tone behind that. And it is saying, I don't want you to keep drinking. I'm on edge now. How many have you had, so that I can gauge what to do? So her just being like, he's always like, are you drunk? Blah, whatever. Yes, he's not being straightforward, but Lindsay, you're aware that he's sober and struggles with his sobriety, like most people do. I mean, I'm going to finish what she says. If you're going to continue questioning me and judging me, unless you're fucking perfect, I'm going to question you on the things that you do now. Why do you care so much that I'm drinking alcohol? And Kyle is eyes wide, like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, so you're basically giving it back to him? And she goes, yes. Like, it's a good thing. Yes. Like, oh, okay, you want to fucking yell at me for drinking when I'm not the one who has a problem? Then I'm going to start picking apart what you're doing. Now, is that fair? No. So it's like she caught herself as she said it out loud, which does lead me to think that when she's in therapy and she says these sorts of things, that the therapist has to catch that and go, okay, so you hear yourself. You hear that that's not necessarily the healthiest way to handle something. Okay, cool, cool. This has been a preview of a Patreon exclusive. If you would like to hear all of the Summer House coverage, check out the Patreon at the link in the description. Make sure you sign up to be a Grand Dame or The Moment in order to get access to all the bonus content. Right now, I'm finishing up season 5 of Southern Charm, and next will be a classic Beverly Hills episode. The bonus episodes are voted on by the Patreon members, so it's a lot of fun. So come check out the Patreon. Love to have ya. No matter what, queens, love you. Mean it. See you soon.